This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with another week of profiling things going on that will affect the American Family Farmer or those who are affected by us as American Family Farmers. It's the family, the food, and the farm that we try to put together here. And I usually start every hour with a conversation about news, things that are good. And I think this is a very good start, frankly, for those of us who believe in the American Family Farm and the system. Pretty good news. The executive order this week from President Joe Biden promoting competition across all American industries is going to, at least on the surface, looks like it's going to give a big boost to farmers. We certainly know those of us who have been trying to make a little bit of money, a little bit of profit, enough to keep things going, those numbers have gone down and down and down because the multinational companies, the four or five really huge ones, are increasingly dominating the market for crops and seeds and meat and food in general. So the Biden order includes directives on issues that have been pushed by the farm groups, the NFU, National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, rules that would help chicken farmers, for example, win claims against poultry and meat packers who have put them into a corner, boxed them in. And we also, because of this, will better define products of the USA, because we all know that a lot of the things that are being sold in stores are not just food stores, but in stores in general, now because of the problem with all the stuff made in China, they're trying to get around it because people are reacting, don't want to buy things that are made in China. So we're fiddling with labels so that the giant conglomerates can still do, or at least they can try to do, what the public doesn't want them to do, and that's have all of their crap made in China, or the stuff made in China, which comes back as crap. Anyway, in terms of the farmer, though, which is specifically my focus here, I guess the political pressure coming from you, people that live in the ag states, people, the representatives, senators and stuff, are getting the feeling that people are, they really want to level the playing field. They're sick of the way the agricultural markets have gone. Not only the farmers, but the people who are eating the food. And maybe it's more sensitive now because the price of food is going up, up and up. And it really isn't because of the farmer. Part of it is the greed of these multinational corporations. The fact that meat plants had a problem with the virus, the way the Chinese are running Stonyfield? I never can remember the name of the pork outfit. Smithfield, sorry. And these plants have closed down. Tyson's plants closed down. The meat packing plants closed down. So people couldn't sell their products. They couldn't sell their meats. The prices at the grocery store are just crazy. They are. And it's because there's bad management or the people that don't, you know, that are running these companies that are now owned by foreign investors, mostly, again, the Chinese. When people find this out, there's no support for it. So we have a lot of people that work in the food business that think that this idea that Biden's come up with is a strong step to support American workers and American products. And I kind of agree. Rob LaRue, who was on this program a couple of weeks ago from the National Farmers Union, said, quote, "It goes a long way toward building an equitable food system that farmers and consumers deserve." We really have let this thing get way out of hand. Part of it is the problem with the influence that politicians feel in terms of campaign contributions, which Citizens United made a mess out of, and that's really affected all of us as well. So the North American Meat Institute, which is a trade group representing meat and poultry producers, says it doesn't like the changes because they represent the big companies. And you expect that to be what they say. But I know a lot of farmers that I know, the other side of this is that the right to fix your own tractors and that kind of stuff, that's part of this. There's a fellow in Mississippi that I saw who was concerned about what's going on with the fact they can't fix the tractors. A farmer wants to sue companies for anti-competitive behavior, which is what John Deere has become. Same thing. I know a lot of you who have John Deere tractors may disagree with me. The older ones are fine, but you try to get service on a new one. And they're not the only ones, but they're the most blatant with the way they're handling it. So anyway, let's see how all that comes around, see if it's better. And to sort of further the business about what's going on in the repair, the right to repair department here, I was reading the story of a Montana farmer. We have a station in Billings, I think, that carries this program. This story is about a fellow who's trying to figure out, he was out in a hayfield trying to bale hay. And he was trying to beat the rain like many of us do. I've been trying to do that. We've had rain on my farm here for 2 weeks straight, and it looks like another week before it'll go away. And I should be in a second crop hay. I haven't even gotten a good bite into first crop. And so anyway, this guy's out in the field. Rain's coming. Tractor breaks down. And so the guy couldn't figure out what had happened, so he called the local dealer to see if he could borrow a tractor or rent one. Anyway, they said no. He said, well, can I get the diagnostic software necessary to figure out what the problem is? And the dealer told him that none of the options were authorized by the manufacturer, and we're talking about John Deere again. And so this guy, who didn't want to be named in the interview, the technician or the guy running the service department, said that the man would have to drive the tractor to the dealership parking lot to see if they could figure out what the problem was. And this farmer says, are you kidding me? I can't even troubleshoot my own tractor. I can't drive it there because it doesn't run. It took the dealer a month to repair the tractor. This farmer had a couple of other tractors so he could finish what he was working on. But this is the situation. It's bad news. And this needs to be, this is, I think, part of what the administration is going to change, because they want to weaken the consolidated power of these big agribusinesses. And the ones named specifically, John Deere and Company, Case New Holland Industrial, and AGCO. So they're the big farm equipment manufacturers, and they're the ones that are making it difficult for you to maintain the control you need to have on your own equipment. So I think I've made it clear. I think that the Biden move in this circumstance is a good one. So a couple of news stories for us to chew on here. Here's something else for us to think about. Those of you who have been on diets, trying to curb your appetite or trying to do the right thing by your body, we've all had a lot of pressure on our bodies. We've eaten more than we should over the last year and a half. And now, even if we're active and physically working hard on the farm, or whatever it is, what your pursuits are, you're losing weight, that's great. But then you ask yourself, how do we keep it off? The answer to that question is by using Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a fabulous product that people all around the country, frankly, all around the world, for the last 20-plus years have been using to finish the job, if you will, and keep it finished. That is, lose the weight, but then keeping it off. Calotrin has no drugs, no stimulants. There's nothing in it other than all-natural aloe vera and collagen protein and digestive enzymes. And the product then helps your body repair itself, because if you lost a lot of weight, there's damage done. There just is. There's been damage from the excess weight, and then there's damage from the losing the weight. It's temporary, but you can help yourself along the right way with Calitrin. So check it all out online at their website, toploss.com. And when you decide to order, use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy up to 3 months free. Well, you get free 3 months supply plus free shipping. That's the DJV code, losing weight and keeping it off. The key to your success and feeling well. Use Calitrin, found at toploss.com.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marsys' Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. Joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marsys. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Moving back into the American Family Farmer mode, Doug Steffen here with Aaron Zimmerman, who does the Midwest Farm Report. I'm a new member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters with this program, the American Family Farmer. So I've gotten to meet, or am getting to meet, a lot of people who are involved in broadcast. So you are very involved in broadcast. You're involved also in farming, lots of other things. Sort of, if you don't mind, Aaron, describe your farm family life, if you will, and what goes on in the Midwest Farm Report.
Yes, sir. Well, actually, I am a new member to the NAFB as well.
Oh,
I just started here a little while ago with Pam Yonke at the Midwest Farm Report, and I'm one of the farm assistants that works on producing content for our many affiliate stations that we have across the state of Wisconsin, as well as our morning show and our farm radio station here in Madison. And so I, along with another girl here, Stephanie Hoff, has just joined as well, and we're growing our team here at the Midwest Farm Report to get more coverage and get more of Wisconsin agriculture out to the public and, you know, serve farmers across the state.
What's the biggest problem, the biggest focus for farmers in Wisconsin?
I think one thing that, you know, we're focusing a lot on now is, you know, being that we're in the middle of the growing season, always paying attention to what's going on with crops. We've had, you know, Wisconsin is one that always has quite the interesting weather pattern. And this spring we had some late frosts. We had some odd things that went on. So we got, something got off to a little bit slow start. And then we were really super dry and warm for a while. And now getting some more rain, a little bit milder temperatures. And so it's interesting to keep watching the crops, whether it's just corn and soybeans or something like strawberries or apples, to see how they are progressing through the year.
Yep. There's a lot of focus on individual crops and the family farms and the CSAs and that sort of thing in most of the ag states, most of the states around the country. We'll continue our focus on what's going on in Wisconsin and elsewhere, maybe in the what I call the Milk Belt. Aaron Zimmerman is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby,
back in our zone here, Aaron Zimmerman is from the Midwest Farm Report, and we're talking about what's going on in Wisconsin as it may relate to what's going on in the rest of the country. And I wonder, you may have heard me earlier in the program talk about the Biden executive order, which promotes competition and how it's affecting ag, going after big ag. I wonder if you agree with me that things like the four big companies that seem to be continuing to push the smaller farmers out of the way, no matter what the category of farming is, whether that's good news for the farmers in Wisconsin, whether they think it is.
In the agriculture industry, it takes all kinds. And, you know, we have to look at the main goal of feeding the United States, and producing food and products that please everybody. And so I think really in the agriculture industry, it takes a lot of people working together. I know that being involved actually myself within the livestock industry, there's a lot of talk going on similar things, you know, of how we can make things more fair for producers and, kind of work together all the way from the large processors all the way down to just the small family farm producing, you know, steers or hogs or whatever on that level.
You know what I'm saying, though. There are a lot, and I didn't really get your farm background as completely as I would like to, so maybe you can spend a little time telling us about your time on the farm and your family. But I think I hear what you're saying, and I get that that's a good rationale, but I think the pendulum, at least the people that I hear from, the folks that I'm serving on this program, are tired of the pendulum swinging as far away from them as it has, to the point where so many smaller farmers, and you can see it in dairy, you can certainly see it in Wisconsin, how these huge dairy farms, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cows, have put the guys out that were built 150, 200 cows, maybe 300 cows. Even that used to be, that was a huge dairy when I was a kid. If you were milking 300 cows, wow. Today, it's not even average. But that's the kind of thing I think that we're talking about. I think the public understands that the quality that comes from the stuff that's raised on local farms is different and then the stuff that comes that's shipped across the country. Do you think I'm right or wrong, or are they, more importantly, are right or wrong on that?
You know, I think that family farm aspect is a really important aspect in the agriculture industry. You know, like you say, you see that a lot in Wisconsin, that there are a lot of family farms. And I guess to touch on my experience, I've grown up with my family's beef herd. I started it as both my parents grew up on farms, moved off the farm for different jobs, and then got back involved with it when I was in third grade. And we raised beef cattle and hogs all the way. Now my fiance and I have kind of expanded our herd in southwest Wisconsin. And, you know, yeah, I definitely agree that that family farm is really the base of where agriculture has come from, and it needs to stay around. And in Wisconsin, you can see that 98% of farms are family owned. And so with that many family farms and that big of an impact on the agriculture industry, we definitely cannot forget about them and let them fall by the wayside. Because if we do, we're not going to have much left, you know,
right.
And it creates a diversity, you know, creates specialization within agriculture. And I think the interesting thing that as I've continued to talk to people throughout the pandemic is, people want to know more and more where their food is coming from.
Yep.
And making connections with smaller farmers or making connections with people that, hey, instead of just buying all my beef or pork from the grocery store, I'm going to go in with someone and buy a half a beef or a quarter beef or a half a hog to fill the freezer. And, you know, they know exactly where that food is coming from.
All right, I like that. I want to talk about your wife for a moment and the Future Farmers of America. I know that she's involved in that, and I think that's something that we haven't really much talked about here on the American Family Farmer, so you can give us entree into that as we continue in the next half hour here of this week's Focus on the Farm, the Family, and the Food on the American Family Farmer. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting the Delta variant of the coronavirus that was initially identified in India now accounts for about 58% of all COVID-19 cases in the United States. The proportion was estimated at 31% for the 2 weeks prior. The Delta variant seems to be targeting unvaccinated or partially vaccinated folks. Heavy flooding in Germany has turned streams and streets into raging rivers, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Fatalities have been reported. The full extent of the damage in the region was still unclear after many villages were cut off by floodwaters and landslides that made roads impassable. Dick Tidrow, a former New York Yankees pitcher and longtime member of the San Francisco Giants front office, died suddenly Saturday in Lee Summit, Missouri. He was 74. A former Marine, he attended high school and college in the East Bay suburb of Hayward, California. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
As violent crime in America continues to worsen, former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view on why this is happening.
Defunding the police is what caused this spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police, we need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country in a way that's going to take truly years to recover. But we've got to do something about it now. We've got to have the backs of our blue, and we've got to make sure that they know that we're going to hold these perpetrators accountable and actually prosecute them.
On Wednesday, Ms. Haley tore into the Biden administration for how it handled the Afghanistan withdrawal.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. But we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Aaron Zimmerman is here with us from the Midwest Farm Report, also a farmer himself. When are you getting married? You're getting married pretty soon, right? To your fiance?
Yep, in August this year. So
congratulations. Good for you. So let's talk about her and what she does. I'm guessing she's a farm kid as well because she's an instructor in the FFA at the local high school, Future Farmers of America. How does that take shape? What's that all about?
Actually, interestingly enough, we met through being involved in our high school ag program in FFA, but she is actually more of a non-traditional ag student. She grew up not on a farm and kind of got involved in FFA for the leadership aspect and learning about, you know, careers and those types of things and engage in speaking and leadership roles, those kind of things, and really kind of picked up a love for agriculture as, you know, past generations of her family had farms or things, but her direct immediate family had been removed from agriculture for a while. So we met through FFA and being involved in that, and now we, like I said before, we farm together down in Southwest Wisconsin, and she is the high school ag teacher at Edgerton High School. And it's kind of cool for me too, because I've been super involved in FFA ever since I was in middle school through high school. I served as a Wisconsin State FFA officer, and she did as well a couple years after me. And it's kind of funny that she's an ag teacher, my dad's an ag teacher, two of my sisters are ag teachers, and my future brother-in-law is an ag teacher. So sometimes people say that they're surprised I'm not an ag teacher. But, you know, I still love sharing the story of agriculture with other people, educating people, just not for me in the classroom setting, but I still like to be involved in helping the FFA organization through the alumni and I just helped out at the Wisconsin FFA convention this past week, and so it's a really awesome organization that, you know, you take a kid like me that came from production ag and got involved and did everything that FFA had to offer, and then like my fiance, who was not a production ag kid, who was a non-traditional ag student that also could get involved in FFA and agriculture and learn leadership skills and those kind of things that FFA has to offer.
You know, it's refreshing to hear this story from you. Your enthusiasm is captivating. I'm very interested and excited kind of to hear someone. I'm guessing you're, what, about 24, 25, 26? How old are you?
27, actually.
27. Okay, I was close. Okay. So yep. That age group has been left out, it seems to me, in a lot of agricultural pursuits because the families want to get out. The kids don't want to stay in ag, and so the farms get developed. I've seen a lot of that. Maybe it happens more here where I am in New England or in the Northeast, but the desire on the part of this program is to get people to stay involved or get back involved, and you have given me perfect reason to think, okay, it's not all gloom and doom, especially when there are that many ag educators. Of course, in Wisconsin, you're going to think, because that's the major industry, cattle and milk and stuff, that's the major industry in Wisconsin. So you'd think that the educational pursuits, the things that are taught in public schools, would follow that. And so much of education today, public education, is rotten. There's just nothing there for most kids. It's nice to see that this exists there and that there's so many people that are pursuing it. And so I guess I would wonder about your education, whether you felt you had good educational opportunity, not only in public school, but going on, because I know you went on to University of Wisconsin to study animal science. So were the opportunities good for you? Do you feel like you were well-educated and well-prepared for what you're doing?
I definitely think that. And, you know, I think that agricultural education and just, you know, career and technical education as a whole really can help students to find, you know, what something they're interested in and something that really applies to something that they want to do. Actually, it's an interesting statistic that I learned while I was a state FFA officer that the graduation rates of students in Wisconsin is, I can't remember exactly what the number is, but it goes up to 97% when you're looking at students that are involved in career and technical education. You know, for students that maybe don't necessarily understand something in a chemistry class, but then you apply it to a plant, all of a sudden it clicks with them. You know, maybe some students that don't understand maybe something in a math class, but you go ahead and you work out rations when feeding cattle or hogs or what have you, and they all of a sudden get it. And I think that was one thing through my high school experience that the ag classroom and the ag ed world gave me the chance to, you know, apply things I was learning in other classes or just, yep, you know, things that we need to learn to the ag industry and to the things that I was interested in. And then I got, you know, kind of gave me some direction to go to college at UW River Falls and pursue animal science, something I was interested in, and prepared me more than just my core classes. I think it's, you know, agriculture education and even career and technical education, no matter what area it is so essential to get students career and college ready, you know, right away in high school.
Yeah, this is fabulous. So let's move. That's a great stat, by the way, 97% of the people. That's something that's real food for thought for folks who are trying to figure out what to advise their children to do, because so many, I think maybe this is a coastal thing, so many youngsters are trained as they come through school. They got to go to college, and college is great as long as you get something out of it, and it leads to someplace. I went to a Midwestern college, and I was on the board of trustees there for 12 years. And what was a shame was all these kids had a lot of them from ag, and they went to school because they didn't want to stay in ag. And they thought that they could be, you know, teachers or whatever, business people. And when we were done, most years it was 20, 22, 24% of the students when they got out of college didn't have any place to go. But yet, if they'd have been trained as you're suggesting and then maybe gone to a specialized college, they would have in the trades or agriculture or whatever a real opportunity. It really, it kind of bugs me. I want to talk about the 4-H as well, because that's part, I think you can tie that to the FFA pretty well. In a moment, we'll continue with our discussion about Aaron Zimmerman's life, what he's doing in the Midwest Farm Report, but also on his farm and with his family. It's kind of a cool story. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a question. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? How about that? MyPillow has given the same attention that they give to pillows to things like the towels. Let me talk about the sheets for a minute. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I do that every night. They're soft. It's like sateen, which is satin soft. Feeling so comfortable. The cotton comes from Giza, which is where the pyramids are in Egypt, which is the best cotton in the world. It's made into a fabric that's so soft, so breathable. And that is what makes you sleep like a dream. Comes in a variety of colors, variety of sizes. You can always, as with everything that comes out of MyPillow, wash it and dry it, even the pillows. So the Dream Sheet sets now are available as a BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free, so you get two for the price of one right now. The sheets, two sets for one low price. Free shipping, too, at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You go to checkout at MyPillow.com, the checkout page, or you can look through the product lines. They have that whole product catalog online, and then maybe pick out some other things. All the discounts are great, 30 to 65% on everything. The BOGO deal right now in it's sort of in the focus because they're selling so many sheets because they're doing this deal. One low price for two sets. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Back with a final few minutes, Aaron Zimmerman from the Midwest Farm Report is here. Midwest farmer, youngster who has lots of good things going for him. So we talked about the FFA in school. I was thinking about 4-H and my involvement in 4-H here. We didn't have Future Farm. Well, in Massachusetts, you don't have much of anything anymore. But the 4-H program, I was involved in the board of directors for 4 or 5 years because I thought it was important for us to push it in high school or with high school level students. What's going on with 4-H in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the Midwest?
Well, you know, just like FFA, I think that 4-H is another one of those really important programs that students can get involved in. And actually, you know, the one cool thing about 4-H is here in Wisconsin, you can get involved at even a younger age than just middle school and high school. I started out in 4-H, started as a clover bud in kindergarten, and then started showing my livestock once I got to third grade. And it was just a way to, you know, start learning about agriculture and start getting me involved in more than just, hey, I'm showing this heifer at the fair and I'm raising her, and that taught me lots of responsibility and those types of things. But then I also could get involved in things like the livestock skeleton, livestock judging, meats judging, and those kind of things to just really dive deep into more details about the industry outside of just raising a heifer or raising a pig. And so I really enjoyed my involvement within 4-H, and I think that, you know, that's, again, another one that students can get involved with, find what they're passionate about, and continue to grow that as they grow as a person.
What does the Midwest Farm Report do? What do you report on?
So we report on everything related to Wisconsin agriculture, anything that affects, you know, we look at our audience as kind of a widespread. We want to serve the farmers and agriculture producers here in Wisconsin, as well as help educate the general public about what's going on in Wisconsin agriculture and how that affects their food and fiber that they use every day. And so, you know, we cover everything from, it's been interesting since I started. I've had all kinds of interviews talking to something like a honey producer to a dairy producer, anything in, you know, involved in natural resources, that kind of thing, just anything that can relate to anybody that's interested in knowing more about Wisconsin agriculture.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the reports here. So is it a long form, like 5 minutes an hour? How do you, or is it a podcast? How does this work? Or where do people find it?
So we actually have it in a lot of different places. That's the cool thing about what we do, is that Pam started out a long time ago with her morning show from 5 to 6 every morning that people can tune into. But now, besides just tuning into the 5 to 6 morning show on several stations across the state, we send out market reports and ag news to a bunch of different affiliates across the state for them to broadcast on their radio stations.
Right.
If you go to MidwestFarmReport.com, you can see press releases as well as stories that we have on, you know, original content that we're getting and interviews that we're getting with producers across the state. The Fabulous Farm Babe Facebook page is a great way to access some of those as well.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute.
You know,
what is it called? The Fabulous Farm Babe?
The Fabulous Farm Babe. Yep, that's Pam's nickname. So.
Really?
But yeah, so that's, you know, that's a great way to connect. And then, like I said, too, we have now the Farm Radio Station out of Madison. It's a country and some classic rock station with ag updates all day. That there's quite a bit of content on there that people can listen to as well.
Yeah, that's very hopeful. I'm glad that that's going on because, again, some of the farm reports that are sort of national are inundated with ads from Big Ag, and it's good to know that there's some of the local stuff around. You can get the local info. All right, check it out, MidwestFarmReport.com. Look for the Fabulous Farm. What did you call her? Fabulous Farm
Fabulous
Babe?
Fabulous Farm Babe. Yep.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations. I hope you're happy when you get married. I hope we meet sometime at one of the get-togethers that the farm broadcasters have. Good to have you here. Aaron Zimmerman from the Midwest Farm Report here on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with my personal thoughts in a moment.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
American Family Farmer comes to you every week, presented by the folks at Stephan Multimedia and the 200 and some odd stations around the country that carry it. Plus, we have our podcast every week with highlights of the conversations that we have. This week, the podcast would be great because we had, it's always informative, but I love this kid's enthusiasm. I'm very, heartened, enlightened, because we like to have youngsters, and I consider him in his 20s to be a youngster, that enthusiastic about being in the farm business, because it is a great business. Tough, yeah, but what a wonderful way of life. I don't know what my life would have been if I didn't have cows, frankly. Really, I wouldn't. I don't. If I hadn't, because of my home life being what it was when I was a kid, if I hadn't discovered the farm and the cows and stuff, it's been the thread through my life. Very important thread. It's a way of life. It isn't job. It's a way of life, being around cows. So my thoughts, by the way, you get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have been thinking about how all the crops are being blistered by heat in the Northwest. My God, there's no apples, nothing growing out there. Everything is dead. And many of you who live out there know exactly what I'm talking about. As far as the Northeast is concerned, where I am, we've had fog and rain every day for over 2 weeks, and the forecast shows no clearing until next week. So here we are with all of our haying not getting done.
with crops rotting in the ground, with us being pretty discouraged after the pandemic, which didn't help us any, is one more thing that's in the way of us being successful. So we just have to put our nose to the stone and suggest that you listen to the conversation. If you didn't get it all, listen to the Aaron Zimmerman conversation. I think you'd be excited with the possibilities of the people like that who really want to stay involved. And, you know, what I'm saying, he was very tactful, I thought, in talking about big ag versus the family farmers. I think they're anathema, and I don't like them, and that's it. Would we be able to continue without them? I mean, I suppose that's the question. We had 97% of the people in this country, as we were growing until the Industrial Revolution, made their living on the farm. Everybody had a cow. Everybody grew their own vegetables. Everybody took care of themselves. And it's come so like 180 degrees from that. People don't even know when they come visit my farm on the weekend to see the cows and the goats and the animals, the ducks, the chickens, things that are practical for in the food system. You know, where does an egg come from? Where does milk come from? How do the calves grow? That kind of stuff. People are impractical to the point of being ignorant about where the food comes from or how animals are raised. And it's just amazing. So trying to do everything that's possible to make it more obvious that it is, that we still do have room and want to encourage people to go into farming at a young age. There's an Adopt-a-Cow program that I found out about that sort of is it's affected a lot of students around the country. We're talking about the FFA. We all know about things like the agriculture shows. The Eastern States Exhibition is what comes to mind for me. But there are all the county fairs all over the place that start next month, and they go through September, in some cases early October. And they give you a chance to highlight what it is that you're doing with cows and that sort of thing. The Adopt-a-Cow program is aimed at helping students around the country. There were about 1 million students that took place, 71,000 classrooms that participated in the program, offering some learning experiences, looking basically into dairy farming. This is for elementary students, for the most part, but Boy Scout troops got involved, Girl Scout troops got involved, library groups got involved in this thing. It happened during the pandemic. During the school year, the Adopt-a-Cow program grew by 1,500% compared to the year before, because there were folks getting involved in all of our 50 states. Information that came from the various federations, if you will, farm organizations, with free classroom material and getting people exposed. So that's what I'm trying to do on my farm. I hope you're doing it on your farm as well. Educating people as to what it's like to be a farmer, what it's like to grow food, how to do it, show them how to do it, make them, you know, take them to the farm, show them around, have them meet a cow, have them name a cow. Supporting this on local farms is very important, I think. So congratulations to the folks who put together the Adopt-a-Cow program, a great success. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.